This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. And speech after speech, world leaders at the UN General Assembly have been spotlighting Russia's war in Ukraine. A few have been prodding the world not to forget everything else. While no one is dismissing the importance of that conflict, some comments quietly speak to name unease about the international community's absorption in Ukraine. The Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari, for one, says the ongoing war in Ukraine is making it more difficult to tackle other long-standing issues, including inequality, nuclear disarmament, and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. A Kremlin-orchestrated referendum got underway on Friday in occupied regions of Ukraine that sought to make them part of Russia, with some officials carrying ballots to apartment blocks accompanied by gun-toting police. Kyiv and the West condemned it as a rigged election whose recall was ordained by police. The referendum in the Luhansk, Kherson, and partly Russian-occupied Zaporizhia and Donetsk regions were widely seen as a prelude to Moscow's annexation of the region. The voting, which was overseen by authorities installed by Russia, is scheduled to run through Tuesday and is almost certain to go to the Kremlin's way. Authorities in the Kherson region said residents of a small Moscow-controlled area of the neighboring Mykolaiv province also will be able to vote, and that the small area was unincorporated in Kherson until it takes over the Russian forces. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. At least 77 people were killed when a boat carrying migrants from Lebanon sank off Syria this week. That's according to the country's health minister on Friday, among fears that the death toll is likely to rise. The incident was deadliest so far, as an urging number of Lebanese, Syrians, and Palestinians have been trying to flee crisis-hit Lebanon by sea for a better future in Europe. Tens of thousands have lost their jobs while the Lebanese pound and drop more than 90% off in value, eradicating the purchasing power of thousands of families that now live in extreme poverty. Syrian authorities said victims' relatives have started crossing from Lebanon into Syria to help intensify their loved ones and retrieve their ballots. The vessel left Lebanon on Tuesday, and news of widespread happening of what happened started to emerge on Thursday afternoon. The boat was carrying Syrian, Lebanese, and Palestinians. Half of Puerto Rico is without power days after Hurricane Fiona struck the U.S. territory, including an entire town where not a single work crew has arrived. Many people are angry and incredulous, and calls are growing to put half the island as a private electricity transmission energy company. At the same time, fuel disruptions are worsening the situation, forcing grocery stores, gas stations, and other businesses to close because there is no need for a generator at this moment. Many Puerto Ricans are questioning why it is taking so long to restore power, since that Fiona was a Category 1 that did not affect the entire island and whose rains, not wind, inflicted the greatest damage. The nuclear-powered aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan has arrived in the South Korean port of Busan ahead of the two countries' joint military exercise that aims to show their strength against growing North Korean threats. The joint drills will be first involving a U.S. aircraft carrier in the region since 2017. The allies have been revived by large military drills this year. The resumption of major weapons testing and increases threats of nuclear conflicts with both Seoul and Washington. There is more at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.